Mike. This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Welcome you to the second hour of this holiday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon, upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen, upper left, and then Listen Online. You'll be all set to stream the show. You can go to the Animal World website. That would be, you can also find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and check out all the cool photographs and cartoons and videos and stories that I post. And you'll love the one about dog people versus cat people. And as long as I'm doing this right now, I'm just going to let you know that we do have a recall this week, going to forego the funeral music because we just got all jazzed up with the Jingle Cats. And by the way, they're good for bopping around because I found that fun. Let's see. The recall is just, it is the first post after the dog versus cat people. And it's Purina recalls a limited amount of Purina Pro Plan Veterinary Diets, EN, gastroenteric, low-fat, wet dog food. So that means canned food, Purina Pro Plan Veterinary Diets, EN, gastroenteric, low-fat, canned. So if that rings a bell and if you're feeding that, then you can pop on to Facebook, check out Martha Norwalk's Animal World, or you can go to my source, which is truthaboutpetfoods.com. Truthaboutpetfoods.com. So that's our recall. And it is the second Sunday of the month. And that means it's our Healing Sunday and best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Sister Linda Rasmussen is here. And we are taking your phone calls for remote treatments and so forth. And with everything that I've had going on the last couple of weeks, will lead to a really good discussion that I was told. And of course, our last call, we were talking to Sue in Redmond and had to do with her dog. The cat got involved and all relates about stress. And that's, of course, the discussion I wanted to have as well. So it seems really appropriate timing for this time of year going into the holidays. It can be a super stressful time for many people. And I, for one, I just have not gotten it how much stress can affect the physical body. But boy, have I got a classic example that's happened with me. And of course, we just talked to Sue about that. So once we have a lull in the phone calls, then we will have that discussion. And I think we do have someone waiting. And Nathan gave me some really bad news.
Yeah, just got a little bit of a phone call here at the station, and apparently our show is getting sued.
What does that mean, Nathan?
That just means we have another caller named Sue waiting on the line.
Okay.
Welcome to the show. Sue from Bothell. You're live on Animal World.
Okay, welcome to the sued edition of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Sue in Bothell. Welcome. You're live with Linda and Nels Rasmussen.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, how are you doing, Sue?
I'm okay. I called when Natasha was there last time about my cat, Zoe, who had a hot spot on her arm.
Uh-huh.
And Natasha had said that Zoe's energy was stuck and to call and have
Dr. Nels straighten her out, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Now, how's Zoe doing, by the way?
Well, her hotspot healed, but now she's getting another one. So on her other arm, higher up, so she needs help.
Interesting. Now, that I'm remembering now because that got us talking about the Miracle 2 gel that
right.
I get on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's an incredible healer, you know, for skin.
Right. Does it help hair grow back, do you know?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
I've never used it for that reason.
Right.
Dr. Nels, I guess you can tune into Zoe.
Let me get a nice picture of Zoe.
So what does Zoe look like, Sue?
She's a brown tabby. She's 10 pounds with a kinky tail, and she's 9 years old.
Okay. I'm tuning in.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, we've got a energy blockage on the right side of her neck, and another one just a little bit headward from the last rib. So these are fight or flight points. So I'm going to be working on these, and of course, where stress and pets are involved, we should get Linda on the program as well.
Okay.
All right, Linda, you want to take over with Sue?
Sure. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Linda.
So I'm going to have you think about something that's really important to you. Just something that there probably isn't anything more important to you. Just let whatever that is come into your mind.
Okay.
Something important.
And then Good. We're going to have you now set that aside and focus on the feeling of grief. Feeling of grief. And the number two.
Okay.
And I'm going to have you place the feeling of grief in the palm of one of your hands and just very gently place it somewhere on your abdomen and just breathe in the feeling of grief. And then breathe normally and let the hand be wherever it's comfortable. You're still thinking grief and the number two. Your eyes are closed and looking up at the left side of your forehead. And take a deep, gentle breath into the abdomen and just hold your breath in as long as it's comfortable. As soon as you need to get a new breath, do that and then just hold your breath in again and release it. Thinking grief, too.
All right, Sue, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the left, taking a deep breath in and holding it as long as that's comfortable. You can let it out and replace it any time, all the while thinking grief and the number two. Grief, two. And then Dr. Nels is still working on Zoe.
Yep, she's got some active points, all right.
Yep, so it's taken a while, so it makes sense. So hopefully that's a good sign for getting her balanced and then her skin healing.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Sue. And with your eyes open, just gently tipping your head forward, tucking your chin, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then as you're just relaxing, bring that really important thing that you had on your mind back into your thoughts. There's a little more to do, so keep thinking about that. Mm. And noticing how you feel as you think about that. Okay, so the next thing we're going to do, we're going to set that aside again. And this time, I don't want to upset anyone. The word we're going to use is a powerful word, but I want everyone to know this is just about energy.
Okay.
So I want you just to hold the word death in your mind for a moment. Death.
But death could be of a belief system or a characteristic.
It's the end. It's the end of something, the energy of death is what
energy.
We're focusing on. Death and the number two. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking to the left. So you're just going to roll your closed eyes to the left. And your breathing is going to be to take a deep breath into the abdomen and then exhale it and hold your breath out, just as long as that's comfortable. And just keep repeating breath, exhaling, taking a break when you need to, and then exhaling again. As you think death, too. Closed eyes looking left.
All right, Sue, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking to the left. You've taken in a deep breath, exhale it out completely, and hold it out as long as you comfortably can. You can take in another breath and release that, exhaling out whenever you need to, all the while thinking death and the number two. Death, two. It looks like Zoe's work has been completed.
Yes.
And we're still working on Sue.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Sue. Good job. And then we're going to have you with your eyes open, tip your head forward, and then let it rise to a comfortable position. And then think about that really important thing again. good job. That is complete, and I'm going to find you an affirmation. And, excuse me, the affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of peace.
Oh. I embrace the feeling of peace.
Now, that's, I find nice that one interesting, because of the last two cats, this one and Sweetie from before, that was also the feeling I was picking up that they needed to incorporate into their field. So
peace.
Linda and I are really on the same page
in
here.
Tune. All right. And so are the kitties and everybody, it sounds, today. So and peace can be a wonderful balance for stress, right? Yeah. All right, Sue, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
All right. So anything come up about Zoe and the skin things or anything?
Well, we got she definitely had the need of a good thorough reset. And, you know, when your nerve system is stuck in some kind of other place, fight or flight was definitely a part of this. A lot of the normal processes just don't work right. So it will be interesting to see what happens in the next week or so, now that we've got a good balance going here. And that Zoe is also picking up that nice vibe of peace from Sue.
Oh, good.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, Sue, keep up the affirmation this week. And then Natasha will be in with us next Sunday. So you could check back in and let's see if this balancing treatment has held. And how her, because, you know, because Natasha said, yeah, you got to call in for Dr. Nils. He needs to work with Zoe. So let's see. Check back in next Sunday, and you can let us know how you both are doing, okay?
Thank you so much, you guys.
All righty. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays, all that good stuff.
Let's see if we can get some more Sue callers, too.
Oh, yeah. We're being sued today. So are there any more Sues out there? All righty, Sue. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. We've got to take care of advertisers. But before we do,
so they don't sue us for not playing them.
Oh, my goodness. We got that one going now, don't we? Okay. That was a good one, though. But, yeah. Let's see. Oh, yeah. So I don't forget. Linda, you have done this with the last two callers, which is put the feeling in your palm and put it over your solar plexus and breathe. You've never done that before. Is this something new, or is this just popping in because we need it today, or what's the deal?
Well, it's fairly new, and it started popping into some of my remote sessions with other people, and it doesn't. It's not always called for, but this is something I wanted to say about stress, which is a lot of the stress we experience is because we're in our heads, and we don't connect to anything below the head, and the body is where emotions are processed,
right?
And the head can't do anything about them. So a lot of times, my feeling is we're getting called to make this actual acknowledgement of our body very gently, along with the energy of the word. And these are different chakra locations that are perfect to take in this particular energy of this word. And I'm just guided to do it recently, so I'm doing it.
Wonderful. So I'm so glad that it came up and we had talk about it, because it's just a classic example, folks, of you know, a really in tune healer or someone that does this kind of work. You know, our work never stays the same. It evolves and grows. And, you know, like my work with the animals, I've got more tools in my toolbox now than I've ever had. And a lot of it is because of other things that have come, like, you know, Dr. Nels and Linda and that kind of stuff. But a lot of it is techniques and processes. And sometimes these things come in while I'm doing a session, or afterwards you're thinking about it or whatever. But so just know that these, especially when you're working with a healer, and if they use a specific technique for whatever thing they're doing, it can grow and evolve and becomes better all the time. So wonderful. Anyway, thank you for sharing that.
Sure.
But because it felt, I asked about it because it really felt like a really powerful addition to what you were doing, and that explanation makes total sense. All righty then. We've been like 4 to 5 minutes late both hours. That's so we're in tune. Let's take care of our advertisers, and then as long as phone lines are open, and they are open right now, if there's anybody, if you need us right away, 425-373-5527. Otherwise, we are going to have our discussion about stress and the holidays and all of that, what I've just been through and the dramatic lesson I'm learning, because I'm still having a hard time, you know, anyway, we'll talk about it. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. The Rasmussens are here, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
I'm Rob Spear.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. We're excited to tell you about the changes for 2022. Conscious Talk will now be broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at our usual time.
We'll continue to bring you the very best people on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We'll share Conscious Minutes Tuesday and Wednesdays at 7 a.m. on KKNW and on AM 880 Kixie during the John Tesh Show on Fridays.
Don't forget, Conscious Talk is moving to Fridays, and listen for our Conscious Minutes on KKNW and AM 880 Kixie.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Oh yeah, Blue Christmas. They do Elvis. All right, gotta love those jingles. And that is some courtesy of Mike Spalla, the creator of the Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs. And they're all real kitties and real doggies and all those animal sounds, because they are all, or Mike Spalla's animals. Anyway. Let's see, we heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com is where you find them, and great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. You can also find some of the NuPro supplements in pet stores around the area. I know my store, Bridges up in Snohomish, carries the dog supplement, the NuPro powder, which a lot of our Animal World family has their dogs on. Great stuff, NuPro, N-U-P-R-O, NuProSupplements.com. And I hope you will give it a try for your dog friend, or and the best kitty vitamins, NuPro Nuggets. They just love them, and the most palatable kitty vitamins I've ever found. All righty then. Nathan, we are clear on our phones. So let's see. It is BEST and Neuroenergetic Balancing and Rasmussen Research and Energy Code Sunday. I wanted to talk about what's been going on with me because it's so classic and it still has me kind of baffled because I've not had this dramatic an experience before. But, you know, kind of our topic of the day is stress and how that affects us human animals. And then, you know, of course, and I teach the human to animal transference, so our animal friends can have issues as well. I have to say that, you know, I continue to do all my affirmations and all of that. I did not notice any real ramifications with my animals related to all of this. They seem to go through all of the last, you know, week and a half or so just fine. At any rate, I'll tell you, like I said, I think I got all my winter karma out of the way. What kind of happened, let's see, we are Sunday today, so I think this started, was it 2 weeks ago? Yeah, because I think it was 2 weeks ago, then we had the big snowstorm on the Monday. Yeah, so 2 weeks ago on a Monday, the big snowstorm. And I was scheduled to work that day. And I decided that I was going to do it, even though my appointment was down on Cougar Mountain. So it's down in the area we are now, just a little east of here. And because I wanted to test my Subaru, you know, my Forester, because, you know, I got my pre-owned Forester. I graduated from being a mini person to a Subaru person. And assuming that that was going to solve all my getting snowed in and can't get out of my own driveway in the winter stuff. But I hadn't had an experience of driving in the snow and all of that stuff yet. And it used to be, up until that time, you know, I would tell my clients who were scheduled this time of year, if it snows, I'm not coming. I don't do snow. Yeah, I have a Mini. It's got front-wheel drive and will do great, but it's very low clearance and it would bottom out and it gets too, the snow gets a little too deep and a little ice. And anyway, it's just I couldn't trust being able to get home. And then once, you know, I'm home and in my driveway, when you get, you know, a foot of snow or more in the driveway, I couldn't get out of the driveway. And then the snowplow comes by and puts a big berm in front, and then I really couldn't get out of the driveway. Well, so I decided to go ahead and do my session on that Monday and test the Subaru. I have to tell you, I had a phenomenal experience. I would always be white-knuckled, you know, in my vehicles before to make sure I got work. And I know how to drive in the snow and all of that, and I'm really good about all of that. But I just chose not to. Anyway, I did not have 1 second of concern. I felt safe and secure. The Subaru went everywhere and, you know, up. And then my GPS took me over another kind of little mountain on the way home and was like, oh, my gosh, where am I going? And not a problem at all. And so I learned really that, oh, fabulous. So it was high winds, snow, and everything. And so I didn't get home. It took a long time with all the snow and everything. And it was a really seriously desperate person, which is another reason why I decided to do the session that day. But I didn't get home till almost 8 o'clock. But when I did come home, I came home to darkness, and with the winds, the power was out and had gone out earlier in the day. So there'd been no heat on and all of that. So not it was dark and it was cold and windy and, you know, snow was piling up. So the power stayed off, you know, off Tuesday night, and I didn't have Wi-Fi either. And so we had a really cold night and cold in the day, and the power came back sometime, you know, the following day. So, you know, it was about a day without power. And so we were fortunate in that way. So I got through that little mess, and then we've, you know, got half a foot of snow, and it's wet snow, and snowplow comes through. Takes out my mailbox. Never in all these years. I mean, but the snow, I guess, was so wet and heavy, and the snowplow went so fast. I mean, it spun the neighbor's mailbox around. It knocked mine off completely. So there was that. Then I didn't go anywhere for the 3 days, and so Friday rolls around, and that's my day to go into Whispering Dragon for healing. And so I'm looking forward to that because it's been cold and all of that, and it's been kind of a stressful week already, the mailbox and all of that sort of thing. I go out and start my car. It is deader than a doornail. And I mean the deadest dead battery I have ever had in my whole entire life. I mean, I went out, and you know how you get a remote, everything's remote these days, and you hit the remote button on your key, but the car wouldn't open with my key. It wouldn't even respond. And then, you know, Nels, because you have a Forester like right. I do, you know, you have that little red light, the alarm that flashes. Yep. Yeah. The red light's not flashing.
Oh, wow.
So there's no light. No, it won't respond to the key. It is deader than a doornail. Now, I'm thinking this is like weird because, you know, I mean, I just bought the car. Yes, it was pre-owned, but, you know, and I did all the maintenance, caught everything up. And I had a dead battery during the summer. But I went right to Les Schwab and they tested it. Oh, it's, you know, it's the bad battery's probably been since the car, you know, was original. And so they replaced the battery, brand new battery, less than 6 months old. This should not happen. Okay, so this is on Friday. So I got to call Jude and say, well, try getting AAA to respond when you got a half a foot of snow and half the county has no power and everything is crazy. The first, now I've been a AAA plus person for decades. First time in decades. They blew me off. Absolutely. It's not you have to wait and it may be several hours, which is the last few times. It was, sorry, we can't deal with you. We just simply cannot deal with you. Sorry. Okay. So now I got to find a tow truck local because I got to get my car to Les Schwab before they close. Because it's midday when this started because my appointment at Whispering Drag was in the afternoon. But so now it's, you know, it's taken me a long enough. All right, so I get the towing, major towing company. I call Les Schwab. Who should I call them? Oh, yeah, we got a guy in Sutton. He'll be right out. You know, 10 minutes, he'll be there. They go, okay, time. Well, I can get there. So I'll wait. Doesn't come. So it's getting dicey. I call him back. Oh, well, gee, right after we scheduled you, there was a police emergency, three police emergencies in Monroe, and those take priority, so we had to deal with all of that. So we're going to send somebody out from Snohomish. Have they left yet? No. I have to get to Les Schwab before they close. Okay, that won't work. Well, you're going to have to find somebody else. Well, then I find somebody else. Fortunately, a really nice guy in Monroe felt sorry for me, and he was on his way to get takeout to take home to his wife, and he said, I'll come. So he came out, and the other thing in that whole thing is I had just bought, you know, they make really cool things now, that portable battery chargers, so that they're supposed to, you know, you charge and they just start your car. So I had bought one of those just recently, just in case. I thought, oh, great opportunity to test. So I, you know, it was all charged up, ready to go. I go, it's not powerful enough to start an all whole dead battery. So that didn't work either. Anyway, the guy came, got me started. I got down to Les Schwab like at 5:45, just in time. The good news was they tested my battery and there was nothing wrong with the battery. It just needed to be charged. But somehow the connection, but this is Nels. In the meantime, on Friday afternoon, while I'm fruiting around with all this stuff, I call the dealership, the Subaru, just to say, what would you do? and the lady says, well, you know, there's been a problem with Subarus and batteries. And she said, you know, there's a lawsuit going on. And, you know, Subaru's gearing up to deal with all this stuff. You might have one of those cars. So here's a special number for you to call. So, because, you know, this is the second dead battery I've had, but anyway, and this is before, of course, I got to Les Schwab, called the number, and of course, they were closed, so I haven't been able to, but just so you know, if you get weird stuff going on with your batteries, it might be a general thing that could lead to and there's no recall yet, because they're still working on what they're going to do and what the problem, anyway, but I get to Les Schwab, and they find out the connection to the negative battery port on my battery was really loose, and the guy said all I had to do was touch it fell off. And he said, so that makes total sense, because if that's totally loose, your car couldn't recharge itself. You know, when you drive, it recharges the battery.
Yeah.
And so he said, has anybody worked on your car lately? Well, not since you put in the battery. But so the only thing we could determine was when they put the new battery in that maybe they didn't tighten it up properly. And with the driving over the last 6 months, it had loosened to the point where it couldn't recharge itself. And so I don't think I have a permanent problem with the battery that we have to. But anyway, so it's been working fine since. So that was now. So on that Friday, now I don't get to go in for my healing work, you know, which my body's used to doing that. And that Friday evening, I'm just wandering around the house a little bit, and I just feel a little soreness in my back, which is unusual. And I'm thinking, okay, well, I'll just be a little careful. You know, I'll be careful. And I didn't think about it, and went to bed. I was scheduled to work the next day. This is where, so the next morning, that Saturday, I'm up and doing normal things. I'm in my kitchen, and I haven't been doing anything physical and that sort of thing. And I'm standing in the kitchen preparing the animals' food. So I'm not doing anything but standing there. And while I'm standing there, I feel this sharp energy in my lower back spine. And I feel it. And it was the most bizarre feeling, you guys. It was almost electrical. And I felt it kind of bubble up and then spread out across my lower back. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, my God, I'm in serious trouble here. But I went, I felt the whole thing happen, and I was just standing there.
Yeah.
Well, I had a really desperate client that day. And fortunately, they were relatively close. They were in Monroe. It wasn't like I was driving to Olympia or something. And he was really desperate. And it wasn't a case. It was, guess what? My favorite breed of dog these days, Frenchie, a French bulldog. We're having trouble, house training. And the guy's going to, pitch the dog if I don't get there and save the situation. So I knew I wouldn't have to go walking and work a dog, and that, so I took my back belt and I went, and I was able to get through the session. Probably not, the best thing for my back, but I was able to do it, and then got home, and of course downhill from there. And I did the show that Sunday from home, but in my back belt and having to sit absolutely still and not moving and all of that. And then I finally was able to get down. I figured out how to drive and get home down to Jude on Monday. And my lower body was the most out it's ever been. It's been a very long time since I had, a really bad lower back thing. So I'd kind of, but in the past, I'd all, I'm a little bit crooked and I bend over to pick up like a 40-pound bag of wood pellets or something. And you feel, because you're out of balance when you do that, you feel it in your back like I did, except it wasn't as bad as it was on that Saturday when I was doing nothing. But so you're aware of when you do it. But there's nothing like that. Nothing was going on. But my psoas on the left side was out by 3 inches, Jude said, the worst it's ever been. My pelvis was tilted and the worst it's ever been. There was everything was so out of whack that I'd never been that so out of whack. And I'm saying, but Jude, I didn't do anything. But then, so Jude was doing her best to explain to me that, stress. And I'm saying, but I didn't do anything. But she said, well, but the energy of your body can relate the chemicals of the stress and all this. But anyway, so she, convinced me that stress can do this. But, I also have been waiting and saving my money so I can get a new computer. And I've got, that's a long story, but I got to go to Bellingham to do that. And I had it set up for last week. Well, of course, my back took all week to heal, and I couldn't lift and pack and drive an hour and a half, so I had to postpone that. So that was more stress. Anyway, it's continued to be a problem. I got in again. Well, let's see. Nels, I was checking in with Linda and Nels during the week about the show, and I had not wanted to bother you guys. But, you know, Nels said, well, would you like a remote? And I said, well, yes, please. So you did a remote for me, I think, on Thursday evening, and I went back in again on Friday. By that time, I was out of balance again, only this time it was the right side that was out. My femur was out, the psoas was out, pelvis is out. So I got all put back together and lined up on Friday. And that's, you know, the good reason for Whispering Dragon and Jude. It's because she can tell what's out of balance, and she can physically put those things back into balance for you. And so that was really lovely. But, you know, I know I'm well on the way to recovery, and I no longer have the excruciating pain, and I can get around, but I have to be very, very careful. Like, I have to be very conscious of the way I'm sitting right now, and I have to be very conscious of the way I move. But this has been a mind-blowing situation for me, especially since I felt it happen. And I know that I, you know, I had not done anything for days before or after to make this happen. So we need to take care of our advertisers here. I'm looking at the clock. So we'll do that first. But then we'll come back. And I think Dr. Nels and Linda will probably be able to help me and the rest of us better understand what the heck happened and what's going on. And then knowing that all of this stress stuff doesn't necessarily go away, and it builds for a lot of us through the holidays and all of that, what the heck can they share with us that maybe will prevent the rest of you from being down for a week with a bad back? And then, of course, with the human-to-animal transference, if we aren't processing our stuff, it affects our animal friends. I think I must have been doing a good enough job of working through my stuff that my animal didn't come through in them. They tend to reflect what we're stuffing and suppressing. But anyway, so that's my story. We're going to learn more. Let's take care of advertisers and what to do about stress and the physical body straight ahead. Right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Talk radio that will get you thinking. Alternative Talk 1150.
Richard. Thank you for tuning in to Animal World on this holiday Sunday morning. And, holiday season Sunday morning. We aren't quite to the holidays yet, but we're getting there. And we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen. You can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And she continues, I think, to offer a free introductory session to any of you. All you got to do is call her or text her at the number I'm going to send you. And she can work with you in person. She works out of the Intraspace facility, which is the old Rainier Brewery. So you can see her in person there. Or she can work with you remotely, and remote sessions are every bit as powerful as in-person sessions. And you can take advantage of either. So it's verticalenergyworldwide.com, or just call or text Linda Rasmussen at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. All righty. And, of course, our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton. And you just heard me talking about going to Whispering Dragon. And she's amazing, though, because without having to hurt you or do anything, with the way she muscle tests and works with your body, she can tell you exactly what's out, and it always amazes me. She knows exactly what's going on. And some things that she does and Dr. Nels does are similar in that, you know, you, Dr. Nels, when you look at leg lengths, right, and that sort of thing, but that she does other stuff too. But the important thing about Jude is, no, she's not a cracking chiropractor. So when she puts me back in, it's not that she has to do something that hurts you or cracks you, and she's explained to me why she doesn't do that and does this other way, and I really appreciate that. But she used blocks to block me to get my pelvis back in, and then she does little things to get the psoases, the muscles back in, and the femur head back where the way it's supposed to be. But it's not the uncomfortable or painful manipulation that some chiropractic can be, and very, very effective. So you can check out Jude at whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give her a call at 206-706-2836. And by the way, I can feel it. You know, when my things are out of balance, you know, you walk weird, you feel weird, and all of that. Sometimes you feel tipped or longer on one side, but it's really true. You do get that way. So, all righty then. So I kind of want to turn this over to you, you know, Dr. Nels and Linda, and because you obviously, you know, you're nodding along and all of this, and I'm saying, I'm just standing there in my kitchen and I'm feeling this pain, and it's electrical, and I didn't do anything. So talk to us.
Okay, well, the basic principle is everything your body does is a perfect response.
Both. Okay.
So a perfect response doesn't mean a pleasant response.
Perfect doesn't mean pleasant.
Right.
Okay.
So, but your body was responding perfectly to the information that it was receiving, the totality of information. And that information involved a lot of the stress that you were dealing with, you know, in the preceding days and that day. And it also may have included some physical stresses of very minor nature that you had, you know, really no awareness of because it wasn't that big a deal. And you put the whole picture together, and your body's standing there doing virtually nothing. And it's like, finally, it says, well, this is the only thing I can do now. And this is what I'm doing. And it just does it. And all that your experience with the electrical charge and it's spreading out through your low back like it did, that's just what your brain, the part that you don't think with, is doing on purpose as a survival mechanism because of some other issues that your body's dealing with. It's like, this is the best way to redistribute the energy. And, oh, well, I guess you're going to hurt until you get this sorted out.
Well, and I guess, you know, and kind of what that kind of pain says to me, it's usually a message for that, slow down, don't do anything, because you can't do anything. But I didn't do that because I went and did the session anyway that day. Because I felt, you know, I mean, I love what I do, and I really wanted to help this guy and save this dog's relationship with his new owner. And it turned out it was a fabulous session, and he was a great guy, and the dog was a really good Frenchie. Wasn't one of the screwballs that I've said. You know, it was really a neat little Frenchie. Now, very, very shy and a long history of stuff, but I was really glad I went and did it, and I was able to sit in a straight-back chair with my back belt and all of that. So I didn't feel like I aggravated a lot, but I probably did because I didn't stop immediately.
Yeah. So, Linda, you got something you want to add to the subject?
Yeah, I do. I love what Nell said, though, because I think that's probably the hardest thing for people to understand is our body is not doing anything wrong. Our body is actually having a perfect response. And so, but it's not necessarily comfortable. The thing I was thinking about is the way that we perceive the world is creating these conditions that your body is responding to. And so one of the things I was thinking of, and you did a really good job of saying, talking about this client that you had to go see because you wanted to save this dog. It's sort of like, if I don't go there, this dog is, you know, out, you know, he's not going to have a home, you know, all this stuff. And so what I wrote down here in quotes is, it's all up to me. And so when we think that, any of us, whether it's me or Nels or you or anybody else, if we actually believe that this particular situation, we are the only ones and it's all up to me. Actually, when I just said that just now, my back hurt.
Okay.
The reason is because we are now, when we have that thought, we are completely separating ourselves from any kind of divine support. We have just cut it off because we're saying it's just me. It's just little me. And then when your body gets that message, it goes, oh, my God, because your body actually knows that normally it's connected and it's to other things. And so you've literally just told your body that it's just you. And so the burdens of your life suddenly are only belong to you. And the ones that you have created for yourself by claiming, I'm the only one.
I just had a revelation because, you know, normally what I would do when something big hits, I immediately turn it over to divine. I didn't do that. Oops.
Yeah.
And think of it. Think of those very real energies that you're now taking on yourself, all those burdens, as they actually have, you could say, an almost physical weight. So it's like now you're bearing this incredible load. And where's your load going to be transferred? Well, it generally transfers through our back when we're carrying stuff.
Mm-hmm. Linda, you said something during the break, and I stopped you because you were starting to talk about that this had something to do with the original.
What I was thinking is, you know, there's always an origin story for things. And Dr. M.T. Mortar Jr. is the person who researched, designed the best bioenergetic synchronization technique. He was a chiropractor. He was a very good chiropractor. And what he noticed was that some people, you know, all of the people left the clinic in beautiful alignment. And then there was a group of them that kept coming back with the same stuff out, even though they hadn't done anything. You know, like same vertebrae, same back problem over and over again. And he just kept thinking, how could this be happening if they haven't been in an accident? They have been lifting heavy things. And he just felt so connected to this question that that's what actually he actually said, I don't want to physically adjust anyone again until I get the answer. And as soon as he had that thought, he started to get all these downloads overnight of things he should look into, which was the research that's been done on brain, mind, body, spirit connections.
All right.
So really that's the
So that was the
story.
Whole origin of the best bioenergetic synchronization technique that you guys both practice and do and have expanded upon.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the origin of where it came from.
Yeah. Why do these things go wrong?
Isn't that amazing?
So I just thought I'd say that too.
Okay. So we're at the end of this second hour. So we got to close up this hour. Get ready for the jingle cats and bopping around again. And then we'll start off the third hour with, now that you've kind of explained that this is for real and that this is actually the reason that BEST was created in the first place to address all of this. So then we're going to talk about, so what else do you guys know? And I intuitively got earlier, there's technique or something that they can tell us that can help us avoid. So anyway, then we'll get to the how-tos and what do you need to know and what can we do at home to get better through and how do I well, I'll turn it over again next time right away to Divine Mother. I realize that's the one thing, and that's probably the biggest and most important thing, and I didn't do it. Oh, okay. All right, well, see, we all have lessons. Anyway, we are going to fire up the Jingle Cats again, and I'll energize up the Jingle Cats with our yogi energization prayer, and we found out last hour they're real fun to bop around to, so bop around with us, and let's send the love and light and peace all over the world. So, O Infinite Spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Jingle Cats and Dogs. So enjoy, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.